with your heart, your inner man, like Teresa said, you can very clearly bypass words that people are saying, because we got to vote. We are obligated by the Lord. The church is obligated by Jesus to go vote Him in. We're His arms and feet, right? We're His mouthpiece, right? Right? He said, great works that I do, but greater you'll do, right? And so we're actually commissioned by the Lord to establish the kingdom in this earth. There's one way of doing that, getting people born again. But there's other ways. Like I was telling somebody the other day, I said, just like, you know, I voted a born again Christian as my sheriff. I did it. He's a pastor. Our sheriff is a pastor. You know, and so, and I told him, I said, you don't have to be a Christian to get me to vote for you. I said, just be close in line with the Bible. Just get in line with the Bible about how you're going to lead our police department, you know, the mayor, and what you're going to allow in, you know, and all of that. And see, why I'm saying that is because we, the church, has a voice in this earth, and we are the restraining force if we go forward. The Bible says, since John the Baptist, that's been a long time ago, since John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violence what? Take it by force. Now, we don't fight with our fist and all of that, but we use our spiritual warfare, our spiritual battle, an ammunition, praise God. Number one, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. When somebody is talking to you, you can discern whether they are, you got peace in here or not. It's called discerning. Every born-again believer has it. There's been times I'll walk up to people and they'll start saying things about the Lord and all of that, and I'm feeling it on the inside. Something ain't right about this. They're saying the right words, and then all of a sudden, you know, God would say, ask them where they go to church. See, I was discerning. I don't know what they're doing. I've not seen them in moons. But God knows them. God knows, you know. What is that? That's not that I'm trying to get in their business. It's just that that spirit is not bearing witness with my spirit. That is out of a wrong spirit, although it is, well, you go up in your news that's feeding you. How many knows you listen to secular music, it's feeding you? You listen to Christian music, it's feeding you, right? I mean, it's feeding you something. It's feeding one part of you, the spiritual side of you or the carnal side of you. You know, and whatever you feed on, that's what's going to get stronger, whichever the spirit man or the natural man. Well, if you listen to your news media, I don't even listen. I was listening to the weather, and I'm like, well, it's not in my favor, so I just cut it off. Something not in my favor, I'm going to cut it off. Why do I want to meditate on something I'm believing God for when it's telling me contrary to what God is telling me? Believe. Well, you listen to, you. I don't care about who. See, look, I mean, it matters who we get in our vote in our local, state, and for the nation. It matters who we get in there. You know, and I was telling somebody, I'm recruiting everybody to vote. I can tell you who to vote for if you don't really know. I can help you out real quick because CNN's a liar, Fox is a liar, and all of them are lying. They're lying, you know. And you know, I mean, if you quit going to church here and you say, well, Scotty's a hypocrite. Why did you quit going to church? Because Scotty tells you one thing, but Scotty does another thing. You would, wouldn't you? I would expect you to quit. If I'm a phony, if I'm up here lying to you, just telling you anything I want you to hear to keep you in church, to get you to do ministry, to get you to back me, and I'm not really real, and you find out, I would expect you to leave. I would leave that place. Right? I would not be in with that bunch. Well, that's what you got to do when you are voting. Now, over the last 22 years, I've had to say I'm sorry a bunch of times, you know. You know, I'm willing to make things right, willing to keep my heart right and all of that stuff, you know, just to fill the house up, you know, say anything. That's what they do, the left. They're leaving that Democratic Party because they are no more Democrats no more in that party. They're not the real Democrats like they used to be in mine and your 30 years back. When they were dedicated to the country, they were dedicated to babies, they were dedicated to life. Now that party over there, you can have that baby, lay it on a table, and then y'all decide whether it's going to live or not. I am dead serious. Now, they're not going to come out and tell you that. They're going to say, oh, we're moving forward. We're not going back. I would like to go back 4 years ago. Right? I would like to go back to that freedom. See, this party here, look, listen, I'm not into politics, but I'm going to give you the information that I'm not getting from CNN, Fox 13, 42. I've got wisdom that I'm seeing that I don't normally have. In seeing, we will see. In hearing, we will hear, the Bible says. Not by sight, by fruit. What is fruit? If you plant an apple tree, you're not looking for a peach. If you plant an apple tree, a certain kind, you want that kind of apple, that's what you plant. Am I right or not? Just in the natural. Well, the Bible says in Isaiah 54 and 17, it says, in righteousness shall we be established. Is it right to kill a baby? Some of you in here believe it is, really? It's called murder in my Bible. How can I kill a baby that ain't even got here? Because they're saying, well, we don't want the government telling women what to do. Right? So they're giving them a right to abort babies anytime you want to. Anytime. They had an abortion clinic outside the Democratic DNC. While Kamala Harris and all of them in there making her look like a superstar, praise God. I'm not against her personally. You get up here, I got to see you, ma'am. You want me to vote you for you, ma'am. You want me to pick you, ma'am, to help us to run this country. So I got to see you, ma'am. I got to hear what you are. What are you about? What have you been about? You know, praise God, hallelujah. I know some Christians are what I call chameleons. You ever seen some of them little lizards? They run around my house, you know, different times, and I've seen them get over there and change colors to blend in with the porch, to blend in with the tree. They were brown until they got over there, and I don't know, maybe God give it to them, you know, to where they can't see them. That's a chameleon. Change with the atmosphere. Just change with the atmosphere. We as Christians can't do that. I'm going to be talking about healing here in just a minute. You can't change. You can't be a chameleon about healing. Your body tells you something different than what your word says. Right? You don't change and bend to how you feel and what you think and what the evidence is. The Word of God's all the evidence that I need to know who to vote for. That'd be like me going to Monty and say, look, Jack, I don't want you to have another gas vehicle around there, you know. It's sin. Monty would be like, Scotty is plumb stupid. I'm not driving a golf cart over yonder. And I can't afford a Corvette right now with them, you know, $100,000. And then, you know, okay, think about this. They mandated, signed into law by 2030, There ain't none of y'all going to have a gas vehicle. They're gone. This administration is going to sign into law, buy back your guns. Mandatory. Mandatory. That they're going to make you, if you got a gun to protect your house, you cannot have that gun anymore in the next 4 years. That is happening. At the swipe of a pen, you know, they want all of our guns. They're not telling you this. You got to dig in and see what they've been saying for the last 15 years. This plan right here, this is not just happening. The plans and plots of the enemy to take over, take control of it. Look, I own my land and buildings. I'm not, you know, and this administration, Obama started it somewhat, but it's like equality. If when you hear the word equality, you better say, what does that mean? Equality. You know what that means? That means that I've got 50 acres and anybody that don't have anything, I don't deserve all of that. I've got to make it equality decision to give them my property. You think that's not happening? That is in the plans of the enemy. And the Bible says, if people are not for me, they are against me. I get my decisions and what I've been telling you for the last 5 minutes out of this Bible. And I see what they are doing and I hear what they are saying. And I know that what some of them are saying are not what they're going to do. Because Miss Harris, and I'm not trying to disrespect her, Miss Harris said just the other day, in the first public where we can see her and they can ask her questions the first time, and she's wanting to be our president. The first time, and she said, I've not changed any of my intentions. Well, you just lied. You just got up there and said, we're going to have fracking. You know what? All right, let me tell you something. When, if it ever did come into tuition right here, maybe I should have just kept this one down here to the church. If they did do away with all gas vehicles, do away with gas, okay? The taxes on our gas, I'm under an anointing. This is church. This is the way it's supposed to be. Praise God that we go out there equipped to live and keep our freedoms and live and fight for the right to be blessed by the Lord and not let them turn us over to our enemies. Psalm said it. David said, Lord, that you don't turn us over to our enemies. And he's not. He's give us a right to fight. He's give us a right to vote. He's give us a right to pray and fast and hear. Hear what the Lord is saying. Well, they do away with that. You know what? You think your light bill's high right now, sweetheart? Our roads, our gas taxes on gas and oil fixes our roads and bridges. If gas is gone in all electric, where is the money going to come from to fix our roads and our bridges that the tax money comes off of gas to do? I can tell you where it's going to come from electricity. And your electric bill is going to go, whoo! You're going to start paying for the bridges out of your electricity. See, the enemy, I got to get off all this politics. It ain't politics, it's life. See, God convicted me in 1995. He said, if you don't vote, he said, if you don't vote, you got no right to say why you're in bondage. what you don't like about that administration. He said, you're letting it happen. I thought, man, the church is not supposed to be involved in politics. The devil is a liar. He is a liar. That's how come this country is in the mess that it is, because the Bible says when the righteous are in authority and when we vote God in, we are in authority. He said the people rejoice, the nation rejoices. But when the ungodly rule, there's mourning. You got a lot of mourning. Now, I'm in the blessing of the Lord. This inflation ain't bothered me one bit. Ain't bothered me one bit. Fact of the matter, I used to put $20 in. Now when I pull up there, I'm like, just fill it up. I just walk in the store and get what I want, waiting on it to fill up and come back out. You know, well, the Bible says the blessing of the Lord makes Scotty rich and has no sorrow, right? But what about the ones that ain't got the blessing? It's not walking in the blessing. When they not going to the grocery, somebody told me the other day, they said, man, you know, I'm not even going to eat. You know, we're just buying a little bit to get by. You know why? Because groceries are way higher. You know why? Because they cut the pipeline. We were energy independent 4 years ago. I don't care what CNN, Fox, 13, 642, the proof was in my wallet. $1.90 a gallon gas. They cut the pipeline that God, we got resources here in America that we can be selling them. God's going to pay America off. He's going to bring America out of debt. This is God's kingdom. He's going to bring America out of debt. Did our grandkids and all of that. He did it in the Bible. Don't you believe that there's nothing too big for our God? I believe it. I am blessed to be living in America. I'm blessed. And I'll be dog. If I'm going to let the devil with my vote, he's not going to get in. He's not going to. I'm not talking about a person. The Bible says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Just like this church right here. I don't let any preacher come in here, Scott. I do. These ministers comes here all the time. You know, but I don't let anybody behind this pulpit. Why? Because I'm going to guard you. I'm going to watch over for you. I'm going to make sure that you don't hear stuff that you have to go get into a battle with. That you don't hear stuff that is contrary. I know those that labor among me. And the only way anybody else, there was a guy came one time and he says, I'm telling you this because, I mean, you know, I mean, you're just not going to let anybody just walk up and, you know, open your door and say, hey, who are you? Johnny, my name's Johnny. Well, we want to come in. Well, you're not coming in. Well, you know, I mean, you gotta walk in love. I mean, that's exactly what this administration has done to our country. 10 million illegal immigrants that they know of. Listen to me. I mean, that they're emptying out their prisons. They're psychiatric wards. They're getting the meanest people out of their country while we got an open border. Drug traffickers, man. I'm talking about gang. I'm talking about people that'll cut your throat in a heartbeat and sit there and laugh while you die. They are mean. I'm not trying to get you in fear. This is a fact. They made us take the COVID shot and not even checking them. Letting them flood in here and people lost their... You think we got a just government right now? They let them in here without checking them for COVID or anything else and made some people... I didn't take it. You ain't gonna make me take no COVID shot. that they ain't even tested. That my brother told me after that he took it, it affects everybody different. He said, I've never been the same. He said, it done something in my body. I don't know what it was. He said, but I can link it back to the COVID shot to keep from getting COVID. And he got it anyways. See, CNN ain't going to tell you that. Fox ain't going to tell you. Most of them ain't going to tell you that. See, you can't listen. You can't listen to that stuff. Look at the fruit. Look at the fruit. Somebody tried to get a job here at Tyson's. They're not hiring anymore. That's the first time in my 30 years of being here in business that I've ever known of Tyson not hiring. Wonder why. They are giving them a right to go take jobs. They are coming over here illegally. Let me tell you something. I've been to Mexico, and it still stands today. You will not go walk your little self over the Mexican border and not get shot. If they don't shoot you, you will be put directly in prison. And you will sit there for 10 years. They don't care what the United, but they expect to us to open the border up and let all of these people in. See, I'm your news station today, telling you the facts. Because you can't get the truth anymore on television. You got the Kennedy dude left the Democratic Party. I'm not a Democrat, and I don't really necessarily like Trump. I don't really necessarily like him. I like the way he talks. He's like me. No nonsense talking. You know, nonsense talking. We'll take from what has been and make what will be. I don't know what the garbage there it is. I mean, it takes the devil to understand that. Are you serious? Takes from what has been and what can be. I'm like, golly bum, the devil don't make no sense. That had to be right out of the pits of hell. Tell me what it means. Wait on, did you see her? Yeah, she's hilarious. No, she's real. She's a real devil. She's slick. You see, our current president, Joe Biden, I feel sorry for the dude. They used COVID and kept him in the basement, kept him hid. I don't believe he was really competent 4 years ago to be the president. He's got Alzheimer's or something. And they've kept him hid all this time. And then when he comes up and he's going to debate, they did it on purpose. They put him out there for you and me to see he is in a lost world when he tries to debate President Trump. Did anybody see it? I mean, the dude is just lost. That's the real him. I'm not downing him. I hate it for him. I really hate that they used him. I don't like to be used, honey. Whether I like him or not in his policies, I don't. I'm not a fan of him. But I mean my heart for the old man, you know, I mean, that's ridiculous. And then he says, no, I'm going to run. And then they go, no, you're not. He said he's not dropping out. He's not quitting. He's going to run again for president. He might could have won. But that's not their agenda. So they dump the man. I mean, oh, Satan makes things look real good to folk out there. I told that dude when I explained his paycheck to him, praise God, I told him, he's like, oh, man, you know about, I said, look, he said, I just want to live a good life. I said, well, you're going to have to go vote and get your family, your neighbors, your nieces, and all of that. And I laid his paycheck out. I said, look, man, I said, you know what? I said, you pay state and federal every Friday when you get your check. You pay your Social Security, you pay state and you pay federal. Oh yeah, I just want to mind my own business. I said, well, it's going to be in your paycheck. I said, if this administration gets in over here, I said, it won't be but a few years. I said, it could be double or triple your taxes every week. Your taxes will go up. There is no way they can pull this Green New Deal off. I mean, I'm all for golf carts and I'm for, you know, electric vehicles, but you cannot take away our gas-powered vehicles. And this administration is going to carry that nonsense on. I believe in taking care of our planet, but they're already making the food you're going to eat. They're already making your meat. They're making, and they are going to, they're going to put a mandate, you will not have cows because they let gas. And it's causing the atmosphere trouble. Gas! I would have called it something else. Y'all know what I'm talking about. This is one of the good ones, man. I mean, I ought to put the... Surely they won't ban me off of YouTube for this. They might. I'll probably get banned on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and not politically correct, and I don't care. I'm not trying to be politically correct. I want to be right with the Lord, and I want to get information to y'all guys and the ones that listen to me, not about politics, about the facts that it's happening to us. And the devil ain't going to lay out, I mean, he's not going to lay out his full plan to you. He didn't. He told Jesus, he said, I'll give you all this power if you'll just bow down and worship me. That's what he's telling some of them. The Bible said, see, power and greed is an evil force. I mean, it drives people. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. It don't say money, but the love of it and power. With a swipe of a pen, I could give you 10 years. And then with a swipe of a pen, you're going to go to jail. You know what she's saying to me? She's talking about when she was a prosecutor. She's fixing to have the world power. The world power with a swipe of a pen. When over here, you know, you've got this other administration, they're for babies, they're pro-life, they're for me keeping my gun. I can't even go kill a squirrel without a gun. I mean, how far do you think you're going to go, Scott, hauling materials with a battery-powered truck? Dude, we know that stuff is heavy and, you know, we got to stop somewhere and charge up. That's stupid. That's plumb don't even make no common sense, right? They're going to make our fighting tanks and put a little cart behind it to haul the batteries. Are you serious? Battery-powered weapons. We're not even going to make it over there to fight them. We've got to charge up in between. What if they shoot the card off the back? Right? I mean, if they know that's the battery's back, I'm going to blow it off. I'm the enemy. You're going to lose that battery pack. And then you're dead meat. See, it don't make no common sense. That's why we, the church, I'm telling you, they're rising up. You can sit back and not vote if you want to. But you know what? The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, that you will reap. So if you sow the wrong way, you know, well, then you're going to reap the wrong results. But even if things happen, just like the Lord told me, I said, Lord, this guy can't get in here. I was talking about Obama. You know, this guy can't get in here. And it had nothing to do with his color and all. It was all the things that he's going to do that I know is going to happen. And it did happen. And after the first 4 years, it took about two and a half years for the regulations to hit my livelihood, hit my business. I'm talking about there's regulations that begin to cost me money till I plumb got disheartened, Chris. I mean, I wanted to quit business. I honestly wanted to quit because of all the hardship that on top of the hardship of being in business that come on me because of that administration. But God told me. He said, you just go vote in righteousness. He said, you go vote. I heard a preacher say, you know, you're going to reap what you sow. And I thought, man, you know, I'm going to reap that. I'm going to sow for God. And God took care of me, and I prospered through all of it. I prospered through all of it. Hallelujah. But I never did down them. So what I'm saying is I believe that God is speaking to the body of Christ. Some of them's afraid to say what I'm saying. They're afraid to get behind their pulpit. We need to keep this spiritual. It is spiritual. Yeah, what I'm saying is spiritual. What I'm saying is anointed. I didn't decide this. I was wanting to preach on something else this morning. You know, I mean, this is spiritual warfare that you're in. We are in a spiritual war like has never been before. You can actually see the drag queens, the homosexuals. They up in our face. They're like, we want this mandatory in our schools that your kids know about. And if they don't want to be, if they don't, and Kamala Harris's Tim Walz, I won't call him what they call it. I mean, this man actually made a law over there where he's governor right now. There has to be tampons in the men's bathroom. Whether you know that or not. That's real over there. And he's wanting to be our vice president. Already over there right now in his state, that he is the governor. If your little girl, she's 15. If she goes and she decides that she wants to be a boy, and you come against it, the welfare steps in and takes authority over her, and nothing you can do about it. That's right now in that state. I'm not telling you some hogwash. In this media right now, I mean, you just take Facebook. Satan, he's bold on Facebook. He's bold on people on Facebook. You know, they're like, ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. And I go, where's that delete? Let's see, where's it at? Bing! I had my son one time, said, he went to mom, Dad deleted me. Of course I did. Ain't nobody going to tell you nothing. That's plumb rebellious, and you're in my living room. See, I start cutting the stuff off. Ping, 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 naked women. Ping, 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 ping. Stupidity of Christians. Ping, ping, ping. You want to be stupid? I'm not stupid. And I'm not going to battle stupid all day long at my control. I'm like, sun, sun, sun. Oh, God. I ain't been to church in a while, but this is stupid. Some of them listen right now. Wonder if that was me. If the shoe's the right size, you're wearing it. It's not nothing personal with anybody. I'm not going to be deceived by the enemy. I'm not going to yield to the left wing. I'm not going to yield too far to the right either. You know, y'all keep it in the middle, guys. Let's stay in the road here. Because God's going to do it one more time. See, but don't let the Democratic Party make you believe that they are like our veterans, you know, would fight for our country like they used to. They used to be real. They really, really, really was. They really was. And the Democrats, they used to be really, really, really real. They really was. But they're crooked on both sides, a lot of them. They're evil. They give it into evil. They won't stand up when something is wrong and say, hey, this is wrong. Because they lose their jobs, they lose their houses, the media shuts them down. You if you said anything too much about COVID, you was censored. I was blocked off of Facebook because I put on there a little sermon. You know, it's not that people are scared of COVID, but they're scared of dying. And they blocked me. Disinformation. They censored me, Chris. I can't say what I want to say. I got to say what they want me to say. I got to think what they want me to say. Don't that sound like the devil? Don't it? That sounds like the devil, don't it? You don't think for yourself. You let me think. You let me think for you. You believe what I tell you and it's going to be best for you. That's hogwash. That devil tells me I'd be better off with another woman because my woman's a little rough. I tell her, you know, you're a rose. You know, you're like a rose. Well, roses has thorns. Right? Grandkids found that out, you know. Papa, we want one of them roses over there, them flowers. I said, go get you one. They go over there. Quick. Oh! They didn't know that there was roses. There was thorns on that rose bush. They didn't know. I let them find out the hard way. I mean, oh, sometimes God lets people find out the hard way. In the Bible, we want a king. We want a king. And he said, I am your king. No, we want a king. They gave him Saul and led him into slavery for a lot of years. A lot of years. See, you're looking at evil come out like it never has before. We've never been in this. And you know what? Praise God. I don't fear none of it. Because the Lord is Scottish shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. Hallelujah. I know all of y'all are going to vote, but I'm enjoying preaching this. I'm just enjoying it. I've been wanting to do it for weeks. Because the media, I'm done past getting mad at Channel 13 and 6 and CNN and Fox, and I found an Onan, and they want to put their sling in there, put a little expression about how they feel about it. That gets on my nerves too, because you're trying to get me to think with you. Just give me the facts. The Bible gives me the truth, see. It gives me the truth, and I don't have to go around wondering whether I can receive healing in my body. The Bible says in Psalms 107:20, He sent His word and healed me and you and delivered us from all of the calamity. He sent His word and healed me. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, that's what I tell my body when I'm attacked with something. Even when I had open heart surgery and I just barely, I made it to church because I am a church goer. I'm faithful to church, man. I'm going. It's God. I'm faithful to God. That's the way I feel. That's my conviction based on the word. And so there ain't nothing ever been able to stop me from doing that. But anyways, I told my body, I told Teresa that morning, I said, get me some clothes out. And I couldn't walk. And I've been a very active guy my whole life, you know, and just go. And then I couldn't make it from here to the foyer. You know, I told her, get me some clothes out. You sure? Yeah, give me some clothes. I'm going to church. Travis, he couldn't believe I was here. But you know what? I had to fight all the way, Monty. I had to tell my body, bless God, you are not going to tell me I ain't going to church. You're not going to, this way I feel weak and I'm weak and I barely can get out to the truck and all of that. You're not going to tell me that I can't go to church. Body, you're not going to tell me why. Because the Bible says in Psalms 107:20 that He sent His word and healed me and delivered me from calamity, delivered me from that. And 1 Peter, yeah, that's a good one, who is on self bore our sins on His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Don't put up with sickness in your body. The Bible says that healing is the children's bread. When He's telling that woman, you know, she's a Canaanite woman, heathen, you know, wanting her daughter to be healed. And He said, this to for the dogs. Well, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs. But He said, you don't give the children's bread. So healing is the children's bread. And you know what? He told her, He said, man, your faith. I mean, she had faith, and her daughter was set free. Her daughter was set free. There's 17 documented cases in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of documented cases of healing in the ministry of Jesus, documented. And the majority of those 17 documented cases, He told them, your faith has made you whole. The woman with the issue of blood for 12 solid years. There's an account in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of them. The one that I really like, you know, is she heard about Jesus. How's faith come? By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. She heard about Jesus. The Bible said that she had been to many physicians, but grew worse. Everything got worse for her. She had spent all she had. The rest of them didn't give that account. I think it was Luke maybe, or Mark one, give that account. She had spent all she had. I know what it is to go to doctor after doctor after doctor and them not come up with no results for you. And then when they get to the end of it, they don't have no answers for you. I done been there. You know, and then all of a sudden you realize, well, there's only one choice. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe him. And you know what she said? The Bible says she said within herself. You know what that tells me? That she had faith in her heart. That she had quit looking, and she had quit looking at all the doctors. She had quit looking at how she felt. She had quit looking at the blood and focusing on it, losing blood every day, and turned her sights to Jesus. And when we stand on God's Word, that is exactly what we're doing. We're putting our trust in Jesus that by His stripes ye were healed. The Lord told me one time, He said, never base what you believe. He said, never believe based on what you see. Because I've seen people die with cancer. Good Christians, so, you know. They say they were Christians. I had no reason to believe they wasn't. And they went on and died with cancer. I've had people die, you know, different things and all of that. And I'd be like, man, what happened here? What's wrong with this? Why do some die and some get healed and some they don't? And the Lord told me one time, He said, some are believing based on what they see. He said, and some are taking a stand on my word that I've already healed them, and they have my word on it, and they are walking and getting rid of those things that's trying to kill, steal, and destroy. It's called faith. But faith comes from God's Word. I mean, whenever I face something, I keep that word book. I go around, I say, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. You already healed me over 2,000 years ago, and I command this body to line up. Thank you, Lord, that my lungs are strong. Thank you, Lord, that my heart is strong. Thank you, Lord, that my liver is strong. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I'm smart. I'm good looking. Y'all might not think I'm good looking, but I do. I believe I'm a major blessing. I believe I'm a good looking dude. I do. Well, you're 58. Yeah, I'm a good looking 58-er. Hallelujah. I know some 58s, they ugly. They ain't believe God for nothing. Boy, they go around dragging, boy. They in the wheelchair at 58, man. You know? And I was thinking about it during praise and worship. I thought, my body actually can't keep up with my spirit, man. I mean, this is why. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, it says, the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in heart attacks, don't say heart attack, infirmities, everything, cut arm. Don't go around, oh boy, I'm stupid. I was stupid. I shouldn't have did this. Don't let the devil play all that garbage on you. I mean, you lay hold of that, be healed speedily in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This stuff happens, God, to good people, but thank you, Lord, that my health is springing forth speedily in the name of Jesus. That's Isaiah 58, right? And your health will spring forth speedily. Hallelujah. So you got to fight at times. I'm going to fight for my right to vote. I'm going to vote. I'm going. Somebody told me the other day, I was talking about it, and this, I said, you know, I said, you got plenty of money, don't you? I mean, he takes me before great men. I'm talking about all the time, God's door and stuff. Oh, yeah, I'm not nowhere near broke. 3 weeks, I said you didn't get all that by being stupid. Yeah, I mean, and I started telling him, you need to go vote for Trump. Go vote, go vote. Well, he's up there and he's 60, you know, retiring. He don't mean that much. I said, but when I got done, he said, well, maybe I need to take this thing more serious than what I've been taking it. I said, you do. I persuaded him that this, he's not even a Christian. I didn't mention Jesus to him or nothing. I just mentioned taking all your money and your 401k. It's going to start going. If the stock market crashes, your 401k is gone. Right? Gone. Oh, yeah, dollars. If this administration gets on in and puts out their agenda, your dollar is going to be worthless. Worthless. They're printing money so fast right now. I mean, I would too, man. If I was lost, I'd get in there. I'm like, yeah, man, give me that machine. Woo, and I'm going to leave here rich, and I don't care what y'all say. That's what they're saying. See, but you stand against these emotions and feelings in your body. And you know what? I don't care what I do care what administration gets in, but my Bible don't change. And don't you be like, I'm an Alabama fan, but we lost. And they were happy. Well, I've seen them, man. I've seen them, Alabama and Auburn fans, you know. That's why I quit watching that to become a Christian, because I've been oppressed twice. Because Alabama, you know, ain't lost many, but, you know. And I felt sorry for the Auburn fans. You know, the poor Auburn fans. They're just, that's their identity once a year. You know, and then when they lose, it takes them to February or March to get over. Oh, God. I can't believe it. Did you see them steal that ball? Did you see that quarterback? He didn't catch it, but I did. I lived with one. The ball game, she got her big screen for the ball game. Party's fixing to start, Davey. And I'm like, I'm not going up with her that bunch. I'll go out my shop and crank a gas engine up and smell gas all over it. That'll be fun. But you know what? I mean, we can't get turned. We can't just be turned on and off in our emotions about what's going on in our world. We must stay in faith and believe God. And I'm talking about engage. You're engaging this morning by coming to church because he's going to, in Mount Zion shall strength come out of Mount Zion. Mount Zion is the church. It's the assemblies. The assemblies. I mean, they're even saying now, and that's why I've been warning you, I see it on news feed and stuff, and they're attacking ministries and all kinds of stuff and bringing out stuff and editing little clips and all of that stuff and making them say stuff. And that's why I was saying, telling you, you know, be aware. You know, don't judge ministries. Whether, no matter what, if they're right or not, keep your heart out of that. Keep it out of that and just keep your heart straight. I used to listen to them just to see what they were saying, just to see if they were on the up and up. Well, I heard one the other day, I won't mention no names because I'll still listen to him. He said there ain't no prophets anymore. And I thought, did I hear him? Apostles and prophets. And I thought, how did he take that out of Ephesians 4? That's the New Testament. He had to take the pastors and the teachers out too. The fivefold ministry. Apostles, prophet, right? For the edifying of the church, for the edifying of the body. You know why? The Bible says he does nothing unless he reveals it to his prophets. I'm like, you have to take out the rest of them. You have to take me out of there too. You can't take apostle and prophet out without taking evangelist, teacher, and pastor. You can't take them out of there and say they're not here anymore. They was not. You had prophets back yonder, but you didn't have the fivefold ministry till the book of Acts when the Bible said when he ascended on high and he gave gifts unto men. If I was the devil, I would want to do away with faith and the gifts. I'd want to do away with them. Why? Because they are the ones that's going to build up the body, edify the body, build them up till we all come into the unity of the faith. Well, I'm not biting the bullet, but I won't throw. My pastor taught me this. He said, you know, you wash the baby in a tub. He said, but don't throw the baby out with the dishwater. You know? And so I thought, well, I'm going to listen to him because I like him. I mean, I like him. And he boldly said it. And I thought, I can't believe he said that. I can't believe it. I'm eating and I quit eating. I'm like, oh my God. I can't believe he said that. I'm trying to enjoy his sermon. You know? And I went on listening to it. I thought, well, get off all that. Get off all that and get on Jesus a little bit here and we can start rejoicing again. Hallelujah. What I mean by that, we don't have to agree with everything everybody says, praise God. But when it comes down to that's false doctrine right there, if it's in the Bible, don't do away with it. Don't cast it out, praise God. So the Lord wants you to believe for your healing. I believe that. And if you're sick in here, according to James 5, the Bible says call on the elders of the church and anoint you with oil. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And if they be any sins, they'll be forgiven. That's what the Scripture says. So I'm going to open it up. You know, if you want prayer for healing, praise God. If you believe in for healing. And sometimes God has people to lay hands on you. Sometimes He don't. He just works. I mean, he works way different ways in that, praise God. So if you're here, you're sick in your body, and you won't heal, I don't care what it is, praise God. The Bible don't tell me and discriminate against.